Amen.
BDR, the BDR.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to Adventures of BDR with my guest comedian, John Camardi.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man. Hey, I got something to tell you.
Oh, boy. Hit me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I got the cartoon hiccups where, like, I drank too much and I'm hiccuping like a cartoon person.
You got a what?
I got the cartoon hiccups. You ever seen a cartoon where they drink too much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, okay.
What do you have to tell me, man? What's up?
So I was going to talk about random stuff, but this girl, I asked her out on a date, right? And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
She said, yes. And then.
Yes.
She said, as a friend date.
Oh, what the?
I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, that'd be like, you're working at Burger King. And you don't tell your boss you have another job. And right after you leave Burger King that day to work, you go work at McDonald's. It's messed up, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, that is the friend date. You've got that nailed, man.
Hold on.
Yeah,
a second.
these hiccups are headphones. Killing me.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Ryan. Oh, wow. A friend date. I remember the first time a girl ever told me I was driving this girl home. I was in high school. I was in youth group, like church youth group. And I was driving this girl home. And I was like, hey, Jessica, I really like you. And she was like, yeah, I like you too. But like a brother.
Damn, man.
It happens. It happens. It's the way of the world. you know that's fair though, because there's a lot of girls that I like as a sister.
Well, I told her no guy is going to actually like that single going to want to be her best friend. She wants somebody to be her best friend. I said no guy that's single. There's some thirsty ass motherfuckers out here, and they want to fill up their glass. You know, with some juice, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
The juice.
Yeah.
I think I get what you're saying. I think I get what you're saying. But you know what? I think us guys have a problem understanding attention from a female point of view. Because let me tell you, you excuse these hiccups, please, but. We, as guys, we don't understand the concept of unwanted attention. But it is a real thing. You can imagine a girl that you don't like. Can you imagine a girl you're not into?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine her asking you out on a date, and you're essentially in your girl's shoes, this girl that you said wants to go on a date as friends. This is embarrassing. These hiccups are like Yosemite Sam hiccups.
I mean, I'm trying to do what I can. I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to be a better person. But these girls, man, they're going to be the end of me.
What are you eating?
I'm eating a lot of salad. I had a steak today.
A steak and a salad? That's a good step. You know what? When I was younger, I worked at a job where the closest restaurant was McDonald's, and I walked to McDonald's and I got the $1 salad and made it my lunch, and that was really good for me. That was like the best, I think, time, like the most drastic change in my body.
I think well, I'm gonna quit soda. Job.
You quit soda?
I'm trying to.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Sugar. I have quit sugar straight up.
I'm drinking a Diet Gold Peak, and I have a jug of water, two jugs of water in my room.
Wow, that is dedication. That's good. That's you're on the right path. You're on the right path, my man. I need to get myself a jug of water. I'm probably gonna do that right now.
Do you want to end it or keep going?
Nah, keep going, brother. Yeah, we can. I just came off recording like a 3-hour session with some other comics, and let me tell you, it's hard to keep the right amount of water and the right amount of beer.
Oh yeah.
Ever since bars have been closed, I've been way off calibration. I don't know how to do it anymore.
What's calibration?
Well, when you're at the bar and you order a beer, well, the first thing you do, you sit down. Before they even give you a beer, they give you a water. So you got to give yourself the water between the beers.
Yeah. Are you an angry drunk?
No, I am a very silly drunk. And here you go.
Are you drunk right now?
I would say that
You there? John? I have some technical difficulties.
You there?
Yeah.
Technical difficulties, that's all right. Yeah, I have to turn off the Wi-Fi when I'm upstairs because the Wi-Fi router is downstairs.
So what do you drink? What is your favorite beer?
Well, tonight I had Victory Golden Monkey. Golden Monkey is like a super... you're out of Yingling?
Yeah, that's just nasty.
Yeah, it's like 4 Yinglings in one bottle.
Have you ever had Killian's Red?
Yeah, that's all right. That's a good one. That's solid Irish beer.
You like that?
It's okay. It's not my favorite.
I give it 2 stars. 2 stars out of 5.
Yeah, it's just okay.
You have to be like either Irish or fucking crazy to drink that.
Irish or crazy, usually not mutually exclusive. Those are not. You can be both.
Are you Irish?
I'm half Irish. I would say my mom's family was the O'Briens. My dad's family were the Cromarty. So it's like half Irish, half Scottish. So I'm basically
fucked. Not the O'Doyles?
No O'Doyles. No O'Doyles.
The O'Doyles rule, right?
O'Doyle rules. Yeah, that's a classic. How many Adam Sandler movies have you seen?
All of them.
All of them? Are you a big fan?
I like Waterboy. He said
Waterboy.
Alligators are armored because you got all that teeth and no toothbrush.
What was it? The amygdala? What was it? No, the medulla oblongata.
He said Colonel Sanders, no, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. and then he's like, Mama's wrong again.
How did we get to 9 minutes already? This is ridiculous.
Well, I'm gonna go to 10 minutes and then I'm gonna. I gotta go to work in the morning.
That's good. That's wise. I would advise you to get a good night's sleep.
And then I'm on Breaker. It's called Breaker. It's a podcast app. I'm on Radio Public, and I'm on Spotify.
Are we going to do any jokes? We got 30 seconds to do a joke.
No, we can do a little longer. We got time. What jokes?
Give me your best. What you got? What you been doing lately?
My best joke that I have is the Burger King joke.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, let's work on that. You know what? Let's go a little bit beyond the 10 minutes here. Let's talk about the Burger King.
I'll tell it. All right. So this is how you can tell if a guy's a fuckboy or not. If he goes to Burger King and orders a Whopper with no cheese, Because if he can't commit to a slice of cheese, how in the hell is he going to commit to you?
Hmm. What if he's Jewish? You know that's you know a cheeseburger is not kosher, right? You know that?
Yeah. I could say, well, I could do that. I could be like, how is he going to commit to you? Well, unless he's Jewish. Or something like that.
Yeah, he could be a good guy. He could be a stand-up guy who just does not mix. He does not mix the dairy with the beef because that is treif. You know what treif is?
It's like a sheep stomach or something.
No, treif is, you know, kosher. You know what kosher is?
Oh, yeah.
Kosher is cool. Like, kosher is okay according to the Jewish dietary laws. Treif is the opposite of kosher. And beef with cheese is treif. He's not going to be treif. You know what? That is another kind of commitment. You know, if he's Jewish, then ordering that waffle without cheese, that's commitment. It's situational.
Well, how does a duck know who his wife is from all the other ducks? Is he just going around fucking all the other ducks?
Okay, man. You know what? I gotta say, I don't get that one. I kind of get it, but like, is it because we can't tell ducks apart?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell one duck from the next duck. But you know, some of those ducks are very distinguished. You ever see like a duck that's like all white or all black or like all brown, and you see like it's like, oh, okay, that duck.
Yeah.
You see that duck in the park, and you're like, hey, that's my duck.
I fuck with that duck.
Oh man, this podcast is going places. I'll tell you what, I think it's got a future.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, this is all the time we got. It's my friend, comedian John Cromarty.
This is it. If you remember anything, it's Cromarty, John Cromarty, like a Weird Al, like Weird Al writing a rap song. It rhymes with comedy.
All right, man.
That's it. Are we serious?
Yeah.
All right, it's bedtime, and this was great.
All right.
I can't believe 12 minutes elapsed. best to you, Ryan. Good night.
Thank you.